Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So, years ago when I first started the show, I would talk about some of the risks of cannabis. And many of you told me to blow it out my, like, no, just listen, hear me out. And one thing I was really concerned about with cannabis, which we warned you on, which we learned about in school, was how cannabis use could make you more depressed. And many of you say, no, it chills me out, I feel better on it. And now cannabis is legalized in many states, not only for medicinal use, but recreational use. I even voted to legalize it in my state so we could study it more, leave the cops alone because they got enough to deal with, and, find medical applications for it. I just didn't want schools using it, kids using it, people dropping out of school, doing lackadaisical safety checks at work because they were stoned at lunch. And I definitely didn't want to see suicide rates go up. Unfortunately, we are. They say cannabis may be driving a rising number of Americans to suicide. There was a study looking at 18,700 cases involving cannabis over the past 12 years. 1 in 10 resulted in death or permanent disability. Younger people were more likely to be, when they committed suicide, high on marijuana. Now, this is data from the National Poison Center. They said the number of people who had marijuana in their system when they tried to kill themselves has risen 17% every year since 2009. So if you have a teenager who's doing marijuana and suffers from depression, you should have had a counselor or doctor involved long ago. Don't underestimate their cannabis use as keeping them calm. It could worsen, and enough cannabis use could give you a psychosis. Study co-author Tracy Klein, associate professor of nursing at Washington State University, said we need to educate kids and parents around the risks of cannabis. And I get it. There's different strains. Tiva, Indica, I get that. There's hybrid, but these kids sometimes don't even know what they're getting. They just call it weed. Or broccoli, or dope, or whatever they call it now. She says, I think many people just aren't aware of the impacts cannabis can have on the brain development, on behavioral and mental health, especially in adolescents and young adults. Researchers behind the study caution that while they have bolstered the established link between weed use and suicide attempts, their results do not prove that weed is leading to suicide. And that's something I want to say as well. This isn't saying that if you take weed, you are going to turn around from being a happy-go-lucky person and say, you know what, I think I want to jump off a building. Weed won't do that. But what it can do is open up an avenue if you're prone to it. One study found that cannabis smokers are up to 5 times more likely to have suicidal thoughts than non-users. So maybe what could be happening is, and, you guys might know more about it than I, because I tried it once and it did nothing for me, so I couldn't say this from a personal standpoint, but from what I'm understanding between the different strains and what marijuana can do, is for those that feel relaxed by it, the anxiety of killing oneself, when you look at somebody who's going to commit suicide, there's a few reasons why they're doing it. One is they feel like they have no way out. They have no other choices, and they think their only way out is leaving. And marijuana, some strains of it can depress you even more. So maybe before the marijuana, you did have some options. But while on the weed, you're like, no, there's just no hope, man. I'm really stuck. And so it might close off some of those other, you know, mechanisms in your brain to try to figure out where else you could go. Now, some people commit suicide because they want control. They want the control over their death. Like, I worry about death. I just want to plan it out. I want to know it. And so marijuana might help with that anxiety of that. Some individuals who want to commit suicide are too afraid to. It's scary. They may want to die, but they don't want to go through the process. You know, it's interesting. People think, you know, gosh, individuals who are suicidal, they really want to shoot their brains out. They really want to fall from a 17-story building. They don't. Nobody does. Nobody does. But when somebody who's not, you know, to that state, you know, thinks about that, you know, they're like, oh, gosh, oh, no way. What if I survive it? That would be painful. I don't want to do the act. I don't want to. And maybe in some of these cases, marijuana, when they do think about it, go, it's not going to be that bad, man. It's not going to be that bad. I feel good now. It's okay. It's not going to be that bad. So what might happen is for those people that are predisposed to it, marijuana helps them see the way. And that is so frightening, considering we have so many younger individuals who are now using it, middle schoolers. I mean, remember how easy it was to get beer? I mean, it wasn't that easy, but we had an older brother or an older sister or somebody who could get us a beer. Or we could sneak into mom's and dad's liquor cabinet in the 80s or 90s. Now, that's the same sort of thing going on with marijuana, except people are leaving their weed out in the house or putting in the brownies and there's gummies and there's... I mean, it's almost easier to get marijuana than a beer these days. So kids are having access to this. And, you know, when we talk about their growth and the development, if they don't know how to deal with coping mechanisms, if they don't know how to fight a bully or how to deal with, the ups and downs of life, then when stuff happens, and you and I know it, stuff happens. I mean, we get knocked for a loop. Well, we know how to overcome. A lot of these young kids not learning how to overcome. Keep an eye on your kids. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we're going to Facebook Live this next segment here. Okay, so the question comes up. How many children are transgender? It seems to the average American that the numbers might be rising because every day there's headlines about it. And we have another headline coming out of Florida as it comes to gender identity and sexual orientation. And so parents are asking, people are asking how much of this is an issue when percentages of 0.6%, 0.8%, less than 1% of the population have pervaded. Now that people are more open to talk about it, yes, the percentage is rising. But from a doctor's standpoint, a child who questions, you know, who they are, what they are, is very common. Not so much from gender, just from we go through stages of development. You even doubt your parents are your parents. Kids go through these stages where they're like, how could they be my parents? You know, you know, am I really alive? Is this all a dream? You know, am I really a girl? Am I a boy? Do I like this? The religion. How many kids question their religion? You know, when you see your neighbors and they have, you know, Santa Claus and their house is all lit up and you're doing the menorah, but you're like, but I want to do Santa Claus too. Yeah, I mean, kids will always question their upbringing, their identity. That's not a surprise. And so if we are hearing kids go, you know, I don't really think I like the dresses, and I think I don't want dolls, and I think I'd rather see a Transformer movie, that doesn't necessarily mean they're transgender. But it's not that shocking that kids will go back and forth going, hmm. You know, it's, you know, oh, okay, so this is what I am, this is what I'm supposed to do. I got to tell you, I was shocked when I found out I was supposed to have a period one day. I'm like, say what? My mom and my sister are like, yeah, you're going to bleed every month. Why? On purpose? How do I stop that? Well, we have special bandages. They're called pads. Well, I don't want to bleed to get, just sew it up. Nope. And trust me, I have thoughts of, okay, let me do what Daddy does. Daddy gets to stand and pee. I'd rather do that. You could keep your maxi pads and your tampons and your bleeding and your PMS to your gender, not for me. But we go through that. And so if parents wonder, you know, does their child need to go through gender transitioning? Kids may need to be evaluated. There's a process. But a kid kind of questioning, going, okay, well, what does that mean? What do I have to do? Do I have to be like this girl? Can I be like this guy or this girl? You know, that's not that uncommon. It's a little scary if these kids are expected to make decisions on their fertility and what they want. Puberty blockers versus hormone therapy versus surgery. You know, there can be side effects and effects on future fertility that we're studying and that we're still studying. And so I don't think the average kid has the ability to comprehend that. I can't tell you how many people I went to school with said, I'm never having kids. And then they got baby fever when they were 30 years old. So I think the average person, I don't think anybody should assume that the average transgender individual or person who's gender fluid doesn't want to procreate. We have to assume that everybody is going to want to still have some fertility options. And now if they're an adult, then they're like, no, I'm done. Remove it all. But if it's a child, there is no way to tell if that child's going to change their mind or not. Now they're saying puberty blockers can be reversed, and they can be, and you know, but it's, you know, and once you stop them, you end up going through puberty. But we just don't have enough studies long term. So now we have this controversy that has extended into schools. And you would think something that was so medical, so private, you know, would it be, you know, we don't really talk about a lot of things that, you know, we, you know, there's private issues. I mean, somebody having period pain or somebody having vaginal odor or, you know, you don't really talk about that at school. You go to the school nurse. Hey, you got a hemorrhoid, you got a rectal itch, you go to the school nurse. Don't bring it up in class. But in class, we have something called sex ed. And sex ed went from teaching how your bodies are going to change and what you need to be prepared for with sex to a lot more comprehensive curriculum. And when originally in Florida they had asked or had suggested, guys, let's leave these topics out of the first, second, third grade. Let's wait until they're fourth grade on up. It got called the Don't Say Gay Bill. And so I didn't see that in within the bill, but within it, in terms of discussion of gender, identity, orientation, which, by the way, I think is appropriate. I don't think, you know, it's just all about heterosexuality. I think there are individuals of all spectrums, and even among the heterosexual spectrum. So, you know, if you are going to teach it right. But the question is, does it need to be taught? Do we, with schools failing in math and science and all that, you know, how much curriculum needs to be designated on teaching people about all the, you know, types of sex? I mean, somebody could say, well, wait a second, we're teaching about sex. Why are we teaching about erotic asphyxiation? Why aren't we teaching about that? There's risk to that, so maybe we should teach them about that. I mean, you could teach, there are sex experts that went to years of school. So we're not going to please everybody on what gets taught in sex, because the more you teach, the more you realize, well, they should learn about this. They should learn about this. They should see what herpes looks like and what HPV looks like and what rectal cancer looks like and what, and you know, so you start to find yourself, you know, debating what actually sex education should be. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of these kids, they don't really like sex education. They don't like sitting there. They make jokes. They're uncomfortable. But it's taught in schools. So I'll support that. Florida Department of Education now is moving towards banning all lessons on gender identity and sexual orientation, not just up into the third grade. Now it's for all grades. Now, I don't exactly know what their curriculum looks like, if they just don't even bring up heterosexual, homosexual, LGBTQ+. I'm not sure what the curriculum looks like, but the Florida Education Department is moving towards that. What I foresee happen in schools is, and we've discussed this, is we're seeing a lot of, you know, parents pull their kids out of school, either in support of red or blue ideologies. Many people are unhappy with where schools are going. And there's all this pressure schools are having on not only, you know, teaching the basics, but how they're teaching the basics. And if they're teaching the basics right, are they teaching the basics without bias? Are they teaching, and, you know, schools have to feed students. Schools have to be there to help children who feel they are abused by parents. They have to be there now, apparently, for kids who might not want to be their gender. And so these schools are starting to take on a role that's even bigger than I think most educators can even handle. We have a crisis in our schools where we don't have enough teachers. We don't have enough school counselors. And all of a sudden, schools went from teaching the math and the reading and the science and supervising during PE and recess to you now have to manage and help a child bind their breasts and transition. You know, this might be just overwhelming for a lot of schools. And a lot of parents don't even want their school doing that. But many schools say, but the parents aren't around. We have kids with no parents, no family unit. We're their family for the majority of the day because we're there more than parents. So there's going to be a change. And it's not going to be uniform. But I think we're going to have schools that are going to be, we're going to have a lot of kids homeschooled. We're going to have schools change to, which I foresee as probably being the majority of them, where they do the basics and then there's lunch and then my suggestion is get these kids learning practicality. If we're going to start teaching them about sex and gender and things about real life, we got to also teach them plumbing. We got to teach them self-defense. We got to teach them electricity. We got to teach them how to balance a checkbook. So maybe we do the math, the science, the history, the core, and then with parental permission, whatever in the afternoon. But get these kids ready for real life. Now learn another language. Get them out of that lunchroom, feed them, but not where they're bullied. But schools are changing now, and we can't make school longer. They're already too long. 1-877-DOT-BELLY.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A judge in Boston has delayed today's bail hearing for Jack Teixeira. He's the 21-year-old Air National Guardsman accused of leaking highly classified documents to gamer friends in a chat room. Two teens are under arrest in Dadeville, Alabama over the shootings at a Sweet 16 party last Saturday that left four dead and 32 hurt. Both teens face four counts of reckless murder, with more charges coming. Two high school cheerleaders were shot and wounded early Tuesday in Austin, Texas, after one of the girls got into a car she thought was hers. She realized her mistake and tried to apologize to the man inside, but he got out and started shooting, according to police. A suspect is in custody. One of the girls is in critical condition. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is set to launch his presidential campaign today. He's challenging President Biden for the Democratic presidential nomination. Rich Johnson, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when it comes to China, if some of you are asking yourselves, what the hell? Wait, what's going on? You're not alone. Since COVID, when I heard, oh yeah, hey guys, we got this outbreak, and oh, it's all over the world. I'm like, what the hell? What? Yeah, your first case was December 30th, really? Come on. A balloon from China is flying over the country, gets past Alaska, crosses Alaska, crosses Canada, gets to Montana. Montanans see it, going, what the hell is this? We're finally told, oh yeah, it's a Chinese balloon. They say it's a weather balloon. And we're like, what? When something doesn't sound right, it's not right. Well, we have another what the hell moment with this. Apparently, there are Chinese secret police stations in the U.S. Did you guys know that? We are being told that recently there was a Manhattan outpost that was used to spy and harass dissidents. And the FBI has arrested two men in connection with this secret police station. And others are saying there's more, at least six. What? Now, on Monday, this Manhattan Chinese police station was closed. Chinese police had to operate another station, or apparently they operate another station elsewhere in New York City, one in L.A. This according to the New York Post, citing the advocacy group Safeguard Defenders. They also say that there might be services in San Francisco, Houston, Minnesota, and Nebraska. Not sure what these outposts are being used. Why do they... Are they old police stations? Safeguard Defenders noted that Chinese security forces often use nonprofits and community groups as a front to spy on and harass dissidents overseas. China's foreign ministry has disputed the existence of such police stations, allegedly in Minnesota, Omaha, San Francisco, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Omaha, San Francisco, Los Angeles, Houston. I'm going to Houston. I'll let you know if I see any. In New York. So they acknowledged there are volunteer-run sites in the U.S. and other countries to assist Chinese nationals overseas with tasks such as renewing driver's licenses. On Monday, Liu Xingwang, 61 years old of the Bronx, and Chen Jingping, 59, of Manhattan, were arrested. Prosecutors say two men set up the office in Manhattan's Chinatown last year at the behest of Fusao branch of the Ministry of Public Security. They are both U.S. citizens and have been charged with conspiring to act as agents for the Chinese government. Federal prosecutors said the arrest was part of a crackdown on China's targeting of dissidents. Beijing denies this. They say we will not tolerate the PRC, People's Republic of China government, or any foreign government harassing or threatening U.S. persons. That's according to Kate Karine Jean-Pierre of the White House press secretary. Now, China has slammed the arrest as political manipulation and part of a false and biased smear campaign. They say China firmly opposes the U.S. side of slandering, smearing, engaging in political manipulation, and maliciously concocting the so-called transnational repression narrative. They urge the U.S. to immediately reflect on itself, abandon Cold War thinking and ideological biases, immediately stop relating erroneous practices, stop political manipulation, and stop smear tactics against China. Okay, so here's the problem. Right, mind you, I'd love to give everybody the benefit of the doubt, but I am tired when it comes to China or COVID. Saying what? You know, we spoke about how we have a Chinese researchers were possibly beginning their COVID vaccines in November of 2019 before the official reporting that there was a COVID outbreak. I mean, China wasn't very open about, you know, what they were doing. They weren't open. They wouldn't let us see what was going on in the Wuhan lab. They lied. And so here we are looking at what's going on with, and every time something happens with China, we're all questioning ourselves, going, what? What are we, why is this happening? What are we talking about? And well, it just gets brushed away. Do we still know what's going on with the balloons? I mean, how much information were they getting? You know, and then, you know, our farmland and many of our businesses. You know, we were told that China was buying up a lot of farmland. They were buying up a lot of building, a lot of real estate. And rumors are that much of this land is near very highly sensitive military sites. Much of the property are ones that can help manipulate markets. They could manipulate our food. These are just rumors. They own our farmland. They could manipulate our crops. If they want to starve America and they control our farmlands, that's some scary stuff. If they want to bankrupt America or bankrupt the city, they just screw around with their housing costs and our commercial real estate costs. I mean, we heard that's been happening with certain neighborhoods where they'll get property, but then they'll sell it a certain amount. And if they sell it, it changes the comps. They could bottom out the neighborhood where they sell it for half the price. So now the homes are worth half the price because of comps. Remember, to get an appraisal or to get a loan, they go by comps, the bank. And so if your listing your home higher than what the comps around the neighborhood are, then you can't ask for that higher amount of money. The bank's going to reject the loan because they're going to say the house isn't worth that. So they could bottom out our real estate. They could also top it out, where they could get people out of the neighborhood by pricing the houses higher, so you couldn't get into that neighborhood for a certain price. And so there is manipulation. And I'm tired of being an American going, wait, what's going on with them? Why did they do that? What's going on? You know, and I think we all feel the same thing. Something's happening. Something's not right. I mean, it could be just coincidence. It could be China was working on a virus and third time had a leak, because we know it was a leak with the 2002 SARS, and then they had another leak, not necessarily the Wuhan Institute, but, you know, a Chinese lab leaked in 2004, killed a couple people within the lab with the original SARS. So, you know, maybe, all right, well, they just had another leak. They leak a lot. Now, they did have a weather balloon that went off track, and maybe they did tell America about it, maybe they didn't, maybe they said, my bad, and it got ignored. Maybe there's just a lot of rich Chinese nationals who want to buy property in America because it's cheaper. But when you start to put everything together, let's assume China isn't. And let's assume all these pieces are just separate coincidences. If somebody in 2023 goes, you know what, let's piece it together. I own your land now. Oh, wow, good pick, being right next to a military site with nuclear warheads. That's ours now. Now, yeah, you know, we're going to take over your weather balloon experiment and use that for spying. We now know how to introduce a virus into America without anybody doing anything until it's already widespread. Even if this all was a coincidence, somebody right now can piece the pieces together. I'm just not that naive. And it's frustrating. Because we're smarter than this. And you want to know what's really frustrating? Is I think our government knows a lot more than they're telling us. When we were told that Biden only knew about the Chinese balloon after it flew out of Montana, that makes no sense. Because we have the Air Force watching Alaska. They're not telling us something. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, remember they were called the Tummy Tuck Four, where a woman and her three friends had driven from South Carolina to Mexico when they were ambushed by a cartel. Two of them killed. Two were able to come back. Well, the female survivor, Latavia Washington McGee, 34 years old, who had recently been doing the interview circuit to tell people about what happened, and it was scary. They asked her to have sex with her, with the other survivor, and she said, look, he's my brother, and I'm pregnant, and she was able to get out of it that way. And then, luckily, people had seen the video footage of the abduction, and the cartel ended up, you know, helping them get back you know, and be picked up by American authorities. Well, she has now been arrested for allegedly taking her child to fight another child and waving a gun at the scene. Latavia McGee, 34 years old, who was rescued in March after being kidnapped, has now been arrested on Saturday with a $10,000 bond over an unrelated incident. Now, this, though, incident occurred before the kidnapping, so it didn't happen. She's, I think, right now still being interviewed on everything that's been going on from what happened in Mexico. But she has been charged with contributing to the delinquency of a minor relating to a fight at an apartment complex in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Her attorney said police allowed her to spend time with her family after returning from Mexico on March 8th before they made the arrest. And the arrest came 2 days after McGee appeared on CNN in an exclusive interview with Anderson Cooper where she recounted the ordeal. So according to the incident report, the child went to fight another minor, but they were removed from the location by another family member before allegedly being taken back by McGee. The mother allegedly pulled a pistol from her purse, waved it around at the scene. An arrest warrant alleges that she knowingly took her child to the location of the fight. Now, I don't think the kids got hurt, but so we'll keep you posted on that. But just wow. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So by the day, we are learning what AI could do, and I'm just predicting that AI is going to take over most of our jobs. I know that kind of sounds pretty negative and pessimistic. But I think AI will have the ability to do a lot of that. Maybe not well, but, you know, we keep hearing that AI can answer breast cancer. In fact, I think there was just another story with Fox News saying ChatGTP, which is one of the more popular AI platforms, were able to answer 25 breast cancer screening questions. You know, this ChatGTP can already, as, you know, people Google, right, things in medicine, this AI will have the power to, if you put in your symptoms, they'll tell you what they think your diagnosis is and at what probability. And they'll say, if you want to go with the 95% probability, here you go. If you want to go with the 85% probability, here you go. You choose, this is the medicine you get, there you go. And no doctor, no nurse, no pharmacy. The AI will be able to manage all that. And then a warehouse will send the drug. That's what people want. Well, what about the music industry? Apparently, an AI-voiced rap song that replicated the voices of Drake and The Weeknd went viral, has been taken down. But somebody was able to use AI to create the song and then take voices that were real and have those voices sing the song. This, I want to hear the song, but I think it's been taken down. I want to find it. But apparently it was really popular. And it was on TikTok. It's been deleted. And the person who wrote this, his name is known as Ghostwriter. He said AI was used to create the song, but he would not disclose what program was used. And then he said that they wrote the song. The AI wrote the song, then replaced the voice with Drake's. So, they say, typically a person can make an AI song like this by writing and recording a track, then use an AI model to replace the vocals of the popular artist's voice. He said, I was a ghostwriter for years, and I got paid close to nothing just for major labels to profit. The future is here. Now, somebody said it's scary, but the song was actually good. And they were pretty impressed. Some people thought the song sucked, but they. So what's very interesting, I think it was called Heart on My Sleeve. You know, what we see get spent, where AI is going to reign, is the money they save. When record labels don't want to spend millions of dollars on artists, and they can figure out ways to get something out there for millions of dollars less, they're going to do it. Now, you won't be able to just use Taylor Swift's voice. But what if there's somebody whose voice is similar? What if there's a sound? And these people, and AI could figure out what is the sound that they like. And if they can make the key, I mean some singers sing off key. That's okay. But they could have somebody who doesn't come to studio late, comes to studio with a hoarse voice. They could make music, and people will like it. You know, with this show, the story isn't that somebody was able to make the song. The story was that it got millions of hits, and people are upset that it's gone. People want fake. They want fake food. They want fast food. They want sex robots. You and I are thinking, okay, why would a sex robot industry even grow? Why would this? People want this. If people want it, it's going to happen. Because there's a market for it. And like Ghostwriter said, he said, I was a ghostwriter for years and got paid close to nothing for major labels to profit. Ghostwriter is where you don't get the credit. You do all the work, but you don't get the credit. That's what I like with my books. I don't use a ghostwriter. I write it all myself. And I'm sure people, ghostwriters, like, thank you, because I wouldn't even want the ghost dimension to knowing that I wrote any of that. But still, now I'll do my own work. I'll do my own content. I don't want to take credit for somebody else's work. That's why I thank our producers all the time, because they're the ones making this show happen. I mean, I just know how to talk. I don't know how to get this to you. But if AI can save, and Hollywood's always looking for ways to save money. They're like, I mean, we're already going to be watching an Indiana Jones movie with a 80-some-year-old Harrison Ford looking the way he did in the 1980s. That took a computer. That took AI. They could make any movie they want later. If I want to see Aragorn in Lord of the Rings have an Aragorn story, they could create that. Won't be as good as Lord of the Rings, but at least it'll be all Aragorn. I'm happy with that. They could do anything. These computers know how to do that. And some of you might say, great, I am tired of spending $15 for a movie ticket. And I'm tired of all the money I'm spending with streaming. If Hollywood saves money, maybe things are going to be cheaper. No, they'll still charge us a lot. But medicine, too. Even if it's AI, you'll still probably be charged $50 to $100 to have that AI doctor. So realize before you ask for it, the prices won't go down. But they could do possibly what they won't be able to do, although I'm sure some people say, well, yeah, you could have a robot do it. But I'm still not convinced that they are going to be able to do a pap smear or cut your hair or clean your teeth. Right? We are going to need humans. We're also going to need humans to make sure that the computers are working. But I got to tell you, there's not going to be that many of those jobs, not for all the humans we have. 1-877-DOCTOR.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.